It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community and one issue that has come to fruition that has really been at the top of mind is Black and missing persons in Kansas City. Particularly, let's talk about Black and missing women. On the line, we have the founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet. We are a part of a free form this weekend, Black and Missing in KC. How are you doing today, Michelle?
I'm good, Julie. Thank you for having me. And hopefully you and everybody else is doing well today, too.
Yes. This Saturday is going down. Lucille H. Bluford Library, 3050 Prospect from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Michelle, share more about this important forum and some of the guests, because it's going to go beyond just the gloss over of Black people missing in our area, but really dig deep to the factors that contribute and even community galvanizing to get the word out.
That's exactly right, Julie. I think we have all had either direct or indirect experience in having a family member, an older member of the family, younger member of the family, come up missing and have had to traverse the challenges in dealing with the police department, the media, and all of the other entities that you have to engage with in order to make sure that your loved one comes home safe. And unfortunately, the experience of Black people here in Kansas City when our loved ones come up missing is an experience that Black people across this nation have to deal with. Black women and girls make up a disproportionate amount of girls that go missing in this nation, and the number that are found or brought back home safe is also disproportionate. Same thing with our men and boys. And so when we had the situation here recently, I'm sure many of your listeners are aware of the situation in which one of our news outlets, our trusted news outlets, raised the alarm about the potential of there being a serial killer in the area, and to have those claims dismissed by local media outlets, major and mainstream local media outlets, only to then find that indeed at least one Black woman had been held captive for over a month without having any recourse or being sought after by the police and other entities who are responsible for bringing our people back home. It just highlighted so many issues within the systems that are supposed to protect us, supposed to help us, are resourced by our tax dollars to be there when these situations happen, and that they're not showing up. And so it calls for us as a community to come together and not only discuss, share, and get out in the open our feelings, the trauma, and everything that goes around and comes with there being missing people in our community, but to devise actionable steps and develop a process and a way forward so that we can ensure that when someone in your household goes missing, you get the help that you need, you're prepared, so that you can hopefully bring them back home safe. And in an unfortunate situation where that doesn't happen, how do we make sure you get the care and support that you need so that you can move forward?
That's right. Yeah, me and Damon Daniel ad hoc talked about that exact topic, particularly helping people get the word out, because when you're going through a traumatic experience of a missing loved one, you may not know what to do. So I think that this forum is so vital to give people the keys. I pray no one, you know, we don't have this problem in our families, but unfortunately it does happen. Now, Michelle, before we wrap up, now we know we have some special guests. Can you share a little bit about our panelists that will be there this Saturday for Black and Missing in KC?
Yes, of course. The one and only Julie Jones has given her time and talent to help facilitate what is hopefully going to be a robust discussion about, again, the challenges that we have to navigate, but the practical steps and how to, so that you can be prepared if you are unfortunately finding yourself in this situation. But we've brought on Roshanae Williams, who is a social worker here in the area, has been in that space for over a decade. We're bringing in Ryan Farrell. He is the editor for the KC Defender, the news outlet that broke the story of there being a serial killer. We have Sophia Mills, who is a woman who has had the experience of a loved one being missing. Her mother was declared missing a number of years ago and still is. And
oh my gosh.
She has had to traverse what it means to not have the closure, having to deal with the police, the media, and all of the different components of that. So she's going to come and share her experience. We have other guest panelists who are looking and slated to participate, but we really want this to be an open forum, and we want to, again, walk away with some next steps. What are policy changes that we should be looking to implement? And how do we hold our local officials accountable to passing those policies? How do we either work with the police so that we can get the resources and help that we need when these things happen? Or how do we hold the police accountable when they don't show up for our community in ways that they need to in order to make sure we feel safe and secure, again, by an entity that we're paying for with our tax dollars? How do we work with the media to make sure that the stories that they print, the way they tell the story of missing black people, how they tell the story when we raise the alarm, ring the alarm, so to speak, when this happens? How can the media be a better purveyor of a better resource for discussing this these issues and putting this in the forefront? So, again, our goal here is to have the important discussions, but to leave you with some practical tips and how-tos, and to be in a collective process thinking of ways that we can institute policies and other ways to hold folks accountable and to create change around this issue.
And that's what we must do. And having the tools available, even discussing the issue of sex trafficking, which the KC Metro is a hub, all these things will be touched on this Saturday. So make sure you join us. Check out Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet on Facebook. You can join. You have to register if you want to do it via Zoom. But other than that, we will see you at the Lucille H. Bluford Library, 3050 Prospect, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Thank you so much, Shell, for everything you do.
Thank you.